G'day, this is Nerky with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. This time, the title of this podcast is I Am a Gamer. I am a gamer. I play video games. I live to play video games. I eat, sleep, breathe, and poo video games. Politics, war, poverty, none of these things interest me. As long as I can get my video game fixed, that's all I really care about. If someone talks about real life in a video game, I'm going to flame them. And in real life, I refer to a lot of in-game jokes, such as Leroy Jenkins from World of Warcraft jokes, the phrase, I am ownage, bitches, from the miniseries Pure Ownage at pureownage.com with a P instead of an O. When I play laser tag, I like to scream, BOOM HEADSHOT! Which is also from pureownage.com. I use the words LOL, ROFL, IMO, GTFO, OWNED, NOOB, LAMER, GANKED, etc. I see everything in real life as being akin to something in a video game. When I have to cross the road, I imagine I'm playing Frogger. When I have to get onto the train to go to work, I imagine that I'm playing Transport Tycoon. When I have to clean my apartment, I imagine I'm playing The Sims. But my favourite imaginary group is the RPG selections. When I talk to cash register attendees, I imagine that there's a little window that pops up next to them that shows what items they have for sale. And everything that I do, I can relate to a possible skilling up of that ability, i.e. practicing on the keyboard. I like to think that every time that I play for a certain amount of time, I gain experience points in the keyboard. Or when I do podcasts, I like to imagine that that's typing a large global message to the rest of the people on the RPG, and I gain experience for that. And when I talk to complete strangers, I like to think that I have the social skill ability that goes up with experience. And last but not least, I like to imagine that because I have no money, it just means that I'm too lazy to go out and farm and find items for sale to have more gold and gilly in order to be able to buy stuff that I need to survive. Like paying the Game Master's rent, Phoenix Downs, copious amounts of potions, also known as alcohol, and the occasional bit of new equipment. A lot of people that I meet in real life, I can also relate to a character in a video game. For example, when I see a police officer, I imagine a knight in shining armour walking around in the city, ready to biff the living crap out of everybody, out of anybody that wants to try and PK someone else in the town. When I see a noisy, annoying kid, I relate them to the annoying little sidekicks that you see in some video games, aka the talking sword in Baldur's Gate. When I see pets walking around, I relate them to the pets that you see in the towns in a lot of RPGs to give the towns a little bit of extra flair. And when I see people in suits, I relate them to the people that are commonly known in video games, mostly RPGs, as farmers. They spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, usually being controlled by a couple of different people working in shifts, which isn't that much different from what the suits have, which is actually just a schizophrenia. And all they do is work and earn money and never actually do anything interesting because all they need is money and that makes them happy. And now, my existence in this global RPG of this reality, I live for the skill-ups. I'm not interested in acquiring new equipment or acquiring way too much gold, more than I need. And the social interaction is basically just what I need in order to gain access to new skills and occasionally get some new potions and get a phoenix down every now and then. I also like to keep mental stock of the different archetypes of people in this game of reality. I think that concludes this podcast. So if there's anybody out there crazy enough to believe that this world is just a video game and also proclaims themselves a gamer, please don't be a noob, get up off your ass, make a podcast, and do a response in gamer style and do some ponage. Peace out. Love and mung beans, Nurky. Before I conclude this podcast, I'd also like to quickly go over a couple of things that some people that aren't gamers might need to try and understand. A noob is a person that's new to gaming and is always going to be a noob, not just necessarily a person who only started gaming. They're just newbies. They're not noobs. A noob is a person who's permanently ignorant. And don't forget the miniseries TV show Pure Ownage, purepwnage.com, just a plug. And I also must add the phrase, "Oh really? Yah, really?" Just to see if anybody out there will actually understand what that means.